Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Hey, this is Sandy James. Welcome to Breathing Room. So glad to have you back again this week. What are you thinking? Have you been listening to The Other Side of Hopelessness? We have one more installment today. I'm here with my friend Mariah Ballweber.
Hello, hello.
We are so glad to have coffee with you at the kitchen table and to talk to you about The Other Side of Hopelessness. And at this taping, we are at the strangest time in American history. I think, beside the Revolutionary War, I think this is the oddest time in history. It looks like the other side won. It looks like death won. It looks like communism and socialism won.
Yeah.
But I refuse to give up. I believe God will do what he said he would do. And I think that's the key to the other side of hopelessness, because we are at a stage right now in our history where there is no hope. There's no way through. There's no way through. And yet the Lord said, we're going to the other side, that America will be saved, that our president would serve his 8 years well. That's the word of the Lord that has come forth. And that righteousness, we have prayed and prayed and prayed, haven't we, believers?
Yeah.
We have prayed and prayed that rottenness would be exposed in our nation, and that the swamp would be exposed. Well, when it's getting exposed, we tend to cower in fear because it's so bad and it's so wicked. You know what? It's so much easier when it seems like the promise of the Lord cannot come to pass for us to cower and go, well, you know what? We tried.
Yeah.
And I don't care if that's in the nation or in your personal life. If you've stood for your healing for 40 years and you've not seen anything happen, it'd be really easy for you to get tired and to go, you know what? I tried. I believe God. I did all those things. I made those declarations, but nothing happened. That is not true. There are things happening in our nations, all of our nations. I've heard in many nations, not just America, but in all of our nations, there are things happening right now because of the word of the Lord that is behind the scenes. They're not letting you know what's going on. Because if you can find out, then the other people can find out as well. Please take heart that this is the time that the Lord prophesied that there would be revolution, righteous revolution in the earth.
Absolutely.
And that is what's happening.
It's true. It's the revolution of truth rising up and lies dying out.
Yes.
That's what this is.
And light overtaking darkness.
Yeah.
And dispelling darkness. We've cried out for that, haven't we? Intercessor to stand there and proclaim the word of the Lord, and we're the ones called crazy. Who else would like that? Noah, there's rain coming. What's rain? I've never heard of rain. I don't think that's happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's happening. He built that silly ark for 125 years in the desert without a drop of rain. And he was right, wasn't he? He stood there and he proclaimed righteousness until the rains came, and he put him and his family in that ark, and it was too late. So here's what I'm telling you. It's not too late.
No, it's not.
It's not too late. It looks like hopelessness will win.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, right on the other side, one step away is breakthrough. Remember, God called himself the God of the breakthrough. Baal Perazim, that's what he called himself. That's who he is. He is our breakthrough. And he is on our side, the righteous side of life and light. That's where we are. Don't lose hope. Do not lose hope. You are one step away from greatness. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Egypt, when we were coming out of Egypt, when the people of God were coming out of Egypt, and it sounds very romantic, right? That they came out to the Red Sea and the Lord had a road built for them in the middle of that sea, and he split the sea. That's great. But as they were coming through that sea, they could still hear Egypt following along behind them. So to them, they weren't winning. They were not winning because they were still being chased by the Egyptians. What they didn't understand, because they didn't have the next chapter of the Bible, is that God was luring the Egyptians into the very trap that would take them all out at once.
Exactly.
That is what's happening in our life right now. Beloved, listen to me. God is luring the enemy into a trap because they're so arrogant. The enemy is so arrogant, they will follow you into your deliverance. Yeah. Right. And the Lord is setting up the trap to take them all out at once. And the Egyptians you see today, you will no longer see again forever. There is nothing too difficult for God. Mm-hmm. So what is the key to breaking through hopelessness? It's believing that it's not hopeless and proclaiming the word of the Lord if you're the only one standing to do it. That's if true. You're the only one standing, you're going to go, I don't care what I'm looking out with this kid. You will serve the Lord. You will be mighty in the earth. That is what the word of the Lord says. You are my seed. You are my children. And you are taught of the Lord, and great is your shalom. That is what I will have, no matter what I'm looking at right now. And it is turning around in the name of Jesus. That's a word for somebody. You grab hold of that and you speak that over your children. God loves your kids. Yeah. And he gave them to you because you would believe God for them. What does it say? What does it say in Isaiah 14? It says, the Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies, makes this solemn decree. Be sure of this, just as I have planned, so it will be. Every purpose of my heart shall surely come to pass. And I'm asking you, who of us is going to stand there? Because I've heard lots of prophets. In the U.S., I've heard lots of prophets give the word of the Lord, and it resonated with me. It was exactly what I was hearing. And as things got closer and closer, I watched one prophet after another back down and back down and back down and back down and say that they were wrong. Which of us is going to stand on the side of God and make his decree in the face of every opposition? Because if they knew that God said, I've called you out of slavery and into freedom, no matter who's following along behind them, they could turn around and go, God said, I don't know how he's going to do it, because they didn't know how he would do it. Shock and awe. That is what I'm hearing about the deliverance coming now to God's people. We made a decree. I know that in this nation, we made a decree for life in the vote that was stolen through criminal activity. It was stolen. I know that for sure. And we made a decree for life and righteousness. And the Lord saw that. And we have stood for righteousness. But in your life, it doesn't have to be a national issue, does it? No, it doesn't. If you are hopeless today, it is because you have let go just for a moment of what God told you. Go back again. What did he tell you? Stand up in the face of all that opposes you and make that decree before the Lord. I will not die, but I will live, and I will declare the works of God. Because it says God is not a man that he should lie. In Numbers, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not bring it to pass? That's in Numbers 23. Go look that up. God's faithfulness will be seen. He is not a man that he should lie. He is having his way. You're not seeing everything. You're not seeing, if you're watching the mainstream media, you are for sure not seeing anything.
That's true.
You are seeing what they are trying to sell you. It is a sales tactic. It is all optics, is what they call it in the military. Optics so that you believe their narrative. But understand something. God is working behind the scenes with the people that he wants to be there. And he is working a plan that will bring you absolute joy unspeakable when you recover from the shock of what is going on. Because he has not turned a deaf ear to us. Yeah, yeah. And he has not turned a deaf ear to you. So let's take a break right now for our sponsor, and I will be right back.
Hello friends, this is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barndominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110, or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Hey, welcome back to Breathing Room. God bless you. This is Sandy James, and I'm here with Mariah Ballweber. We are talking about the other side of hopelessness. What are you hopeless about today? What are people mocking you for your stand on today? Are you the most radical person you know? Are you the one that says, I don't care what it looks like. I will have what God said I would have. My family will have what God said we could have. And I will not accuse him of being a liar, because I know that in Numbers 23, it says he is not a man that he should lie. If God lied, let's just take that scenario for a second. If God lied, the entire world would explode once. Do you know why? Because the word says that the worlds are held together by the word of his power.
Wow.
So if he lied, there would be no word of his power. And the entire solar system would explode because nothing would hold it together. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? So he hasn't lied to you. He hasn't lied to you. Yes, there is a battle. Did you think there wouldn't be? You're important in this planet. You're important in the plan of God. Did you think the devil was just going to lie down and give us the game ball? He is persistent, if he's nothing else. He is quite persistent. But we are more persistent, are we not? We are the ones they'll laugh at, thank God. We are the, because you know, it'd be so much easier. Submission to demonic authority would be so much easier. Just give it up. What does it matter? Oh, it matters.
It does. Because here's the thing, regardless of how dark or how crazy or this encouraging word or that discouraging word, we can go, we can flip-flop, we can go to and from on all these things. Mm-hmm. We have to hold fast to the word of the Lord, and we have to believe that his plan for the earth, not just for this nation, not just for even your nation, it's for every single nation, is the restoration of all things.
Right.
That's his plan. And if we thought that this was going, that the restoration of all things was going to be such a nice, you know, peaceful,
easy
thing. Think about this. You know, I think about, you know, those shows about when they're going in to renovate a house. Okay. So they get this old rickety old rusty house, and it's got good bones. You know, they always say it has this great structure, and we like this arch here and all this, but there's been termites, and there's been rain and mold and rust and all this stuff. And so they go in and they look at the state of the house and they say, okay, well, it's time to restore it. And so they have to take out support beams and they have to remake the foundation and they have to completely take off the roof. But that dream still lives. That house still, they still want to keep that house intact.
They also have to expose all the corruption underneath.
That's exactly right.
The rotten
right.
things, the creeping things, the molded, that were living rusty there the entire
things
time.
That Sorry, need to ahead. Get out. No, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Christians, we can get into this doom and gloom thing that says, you know, oh, it's just going to get so bad, then Jesus is going to come back. That's not actually biblical. It says in Acts 3:21, for he, Jesus, he must remain in heaven until the restoration of all things has taken place, fulfilling everything that God said long ago through his holy prophets. The Lord was speaking to me the other day. I was just getting discouraged because it's like I hear this report and I hear that report, and like, I don't know what to believe, Lord. And he said, surely the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. So what is it? Is it a national thing you're interceding for? Is it a family thing? Is it a financial thing, a job, a calling, a relationship? Surely the Lord of hosts will accomplish this, because his heart for you and for your nation, for your family, your job, your friends, is the restoration of all things. Mm-hmm. And it ain't pretty.
No.
Sometimes it ain't.
No,
pretty.
Because tyranny doesn't give over the power quickly.
No.
And doesn't give it over with it without a fight. And the enemy is a tyrant, and he has tried to control a lot of things in your life, in my life, in the nations of the earth. And he doesn't give over control easily. And you will confront the mass majority of people who say, what does it matter? Oh, but it matters, brothers and sisters. Your life matters. Your nation and righteousness rising up in your nation, it matters.
Yes.
And we are the ones who say, he will do this thing. Surely the Lord will do it. We are the ones who roar like a lion and say, He will do it. He doesn't need the majority to agree with Him. He just needs a remnant. And you and me and Mariah, we are the remnant who stand. There's a lot more of us. Let me tell you something. There's a lot more of us that will stand up toe to toe and say, no, 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 not on my watch. You will not have this ground. Remember Shama in his pea patch? Do you remember the guy in the Old Testament? I don't know where it is. You should go find it. Mariah's going to look for it for us right now. But there was a guy that the enemy was coming to take over the land. They were coming to take over the land, and they were strong, and they were without number, and they were taking over the land. And there was one little man named Shama who stood there because he had a patch of lentils. And he stood there, and he beat off the enemy, and he would not give him his little pea patch. And I got to ask you, because I know people would ask you, what does it matter? What is it? What do peas matter anyway? It's just peas. Bless God, they're my peas, and you're not having them.
It's in 2 Samuel 23.
2 Samuel 23. Sorry about the noise. But 2 Samuel 23 is about a man who fought for peas. Why? Because they were his. Because it was the land that God gave him. I'm telling you what, if the founding fathers of America thought the way a lot of believers think today, we would not have this nation. There is this passive acquiescence to, oh, well, we tried. And I'm telling you, we would have died on the vine as a nation. We would not be here today. But there were some that said, yes, God called us to this thing. And yes, there is a fight and it might cost us everything, but it's worth it. That's where you have to go in your own life. Is it worth it? Is the fight for what God said worth it? Or are you ready to back down because it's too hard? Because I will tell you this, people think that the resignation is easier. Right? Concession is easier. Coming under tyranny is easier because we're not rocking the boat. Right? But it's not. As you begin to lose things in your life more and more and more, because when the enemy knows you'll give him ground, he will not stop taking ground from you. He won't stop. We have to put our foot down. We are the ones who are the carriers of the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus. Yes? Right? So who gets to stop death? We do. We do. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Right? So who's the one to drive out darkness? We are. Beloved, listen to me. The way to get through hopelessness is to find out what God said and say it with him until it comes to pass. It is to find out what God said and get in his line, get in his lane, and don't back down. There is an energy that comes with that that will overcome all discouragement in you. I don't know how much time we have. How much time do we have?
Let me look here.
Okay, we are good. I want to encourage you that I want you to apply this to every area of your life right now. What is it that the enemy says is too hard? What is it? Tell me. What is it that the enemy says, well, you tried that stuff, but it didn't work. That's a lie. It is still working. Do you remember Daniel? He prayed one time for his land, and then he interceded and he interceded and he interceded. And when the angels showed up to bring the victory, what did he say? Because it took 21 days. Most of us can't wait 3 hours. It took 21 days of fasting and prayer to break through. And when the angel came and talked to him, he said, Daniel, from the moment you started, I was sent forth to bring you the answer.
So the minute we open our mouth to intercede and to say what the Lord is saying, to pray, to ask, that's when those angels are sent out.
They're dispatched.
So it's already working.
It's
working. Already working.
It's working.
That's right.
And it's working in ways you don't know because you only see in part. You see through a glass darkly. You can't see everything. I would love to see. I would love for the Lord to open our eyes to see what is going on in the spirit right now.
Oh my goodness.
I bet it's better than any show ever put on TV. I bet it is amazing what is going on because you know what? I know prayers that aren't quitting. They're not quitting. They're not backing down on the word of the Lord. They are proclaiming it louder and longer and further than they ever did before. Some of us know that we are put on the earth for such a time as this. This is why we learned how to prophetically intercede. That for this moment right here. So that's what we're doing for you. I decree over you that everything you feel like you have lost and that you're hopeless on, everything is coming to bear in your life. You will not lose. You will not lose. I speak life and energy and strength to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Be not dismayed. You have only seen the beginning of breakthrough. You are about to see fullness of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give in. Never give up. The ones who fought are the ones who are the heroes. The ones who believe no matter what are the ones we write about in centuries later. Right? And in this time in history, in your life, in the nations, there will be those of us who stood our ground and did not give up an inch of sand for the enemy to gain ground. Because I'm telling you, we are here. We are here at a strategic time in history. Please don't feel like what you're going through is strange. The spiritual atmosphere right now, because of what is shifting in nations, we've seen this week, we have seen whole nations, like six of them, resign and fold. Estonia, their whole government quit in one day. Russia, their whole government stepped down in one day. It's been amazing what I'm watching in the earth. Do you think it's because God is not moving? He is moving, and you are here at just the right time. Praise God. He is moving. And he needed you here right now. So I need to know, you can show me by a show of hands. I need to know who's with us. Who is with us? Are you still fighting, or have you curled up in fetal position in your bed? Now, if you are in fetal position in your bed, I would say to you, all is well. All is well. You will be provided for. You are safe and all is well. The angel of the Lord encamps about those who fear him. And he delivers them from all of their trouble. That's what the word promises you. But I speak courage to your soul in the name of Jesus.
It's not too late to stand back up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. We need you. Go ahead. We need you. Stand up. Even prophetically, where you are right now, stand up. Stand up and decide, I'm the one who stays with God. I'm the one who sticks with what he said. I will not back down on what God promised me. I will have it in the name of Jesus. I will have it. We love you. Listen, I want to remind you that April 24th is our next Breathe Retreat, and we are having it. And it is all about the restoration of all things. This is what's happening in the earth right now. We are talking about it. We are praying about it. We are pressing into it. We are playing it out. I feel like we're in an episode somewhere of some great show. You know, it is amazing what is going on. But it's real life. It's really happening. It is amazing to me. And I know you're hearing me. I know you are. I need to hear comments from you. I need to see what's going on in your life. Please let us stand with you. You need to get in touch with us. We are on breatheretreat.life. Go ahead and get in touch with us now. And go ahead and register for that retreat. It's in Oklahoma City. It's a 12-hour fully interactive retreat, fully immersive retreat. It is an experience that's hard to explain. You have to be there to experience it. It is unlike any other women's event you have ever attended.
The things the Lord is showing us for this one are going to rock your world. They are absolutely amazing. And it does, he does this every time, every single breathe. You have to be there. You have to. You have to be there. There's a breakthrough there that the Lord has prepared for you. And you have to come and get it.
And we're going to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
And we're going to press him. We're going to do what he has to say.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to be doing things in this breed that you never thought you'd be doing. And you will walk away from there a completely different woman. If you're a woman, you need to come. If you're not a woman and you're married to a woman, she needs to come. If you're not a woman and you have a daughter who will be a woman, she needs to come. We need to know these people. We need to stand together with you. We need to get together and worship the Lord and press into the presence of God for 12 hours. It'll go. Doesn't it go fast?
Oh, it's always so fast.
It every goes time. So fast.
Every time. Halfway through the day, I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way we only have 6 hours left.
And then we have dinner time. And I there's always like this little bit of grief in me that it's almost over.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's so powerful. I dare you to come. Mm-hmm. And then tell me how you weren't changed. Go ahead. Because it is an amazing, amazing time. So you need to register for that. I do have group discounts available for groups of 10 or more.
Yes.
But contact me directly for that and I'll arrange it for you.
You can go on the Contact Us page on the website.
Yeah. So I would just encourage you to come. You need to share this with people. You need to subscribe to this podcast because we never know what we're going to be talking about from time to time. We interview people here and we talk about the move of God in the earth here and we prophetically teach here. You're going to love this, but it's always different and it's always new. So subscribe to this podcast and share it with people because we want to get the word out. This is amazing. And we love what's happening. And we love that we're here. We love that we're here in the earth at this time. We love it. Listen, if you don't know Jesus at this moment, if you've never given your heart to Jesus or you're not following him now, you're not following hard after the Lord now, it's time. I don't know what you're waiting for, but you're missing it. So let me help you with that. Let me lead you in a prayer. We're going to submit your life to Jesus completely and see what he does with your life. So if you're ready, close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving, and bow your head and let me pray for you. Lord, I bless this one right now that's praying for me right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to open their eyes to see what you're doing. I ask you to give them hope where there has been hopelessness. I break the hold of black hopelessness over them in Jesus' name. I break suicide over them in the name of Jesus. No, it will not come to pass in Jesus' name. Your family will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer with me and let's make a turn right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
Because I believe that you died on the cross for me.
Because I believe that you died on the cross for me.
You were raised for me.
You were raised for me.
On the third day.
On the third day.
And your sacrifice was enough.
And your sacrifice was enough.
I receive your covenant with me.
I receive your covenant with me.
And I willingly enter in.
And I willingly enter in.
To everything you have for me.
To everything you have for me.
Here's my life.
Here's my life.
Take it and do something great with it.
Take it and do something great with it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
And his infilling.
And his infilling.
And I fully expect.
And I fully expect.
To operate in the Spirit of God.
To operate in the Spirit of God.
And to pray in his language.
And to pray in his language.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You are brand new. And we love you more than we loved you before. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We want to help you. We have resources for you, but you have to reach out and take it. So contact us this week, and we will see you next week. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.